Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
Welcome back to a bonus episode of the Sip, Create, Repeat podcast. I am your host, Chris Schneider, and with me today, I have my brilliant social media strategist and marketer, Sam Lenger. How are you?
Good, good.
Wonderful. So today we are going to talk specifically about Black Friday 2023, and we're going to give you kind of the e-commerce playbook to thriving this year. Listen, we are recording this on November 16th. It's going to go out on November 17th, which gives you exactly 1 week until Black Friday Cyber Monday officially kicks off. But the things that we're going to give you inside of this podcast episode are going to be action items that you should be able to work on today, tomorrow, you know, whatever day that you're listening to this, and they should be able to help you get ready for what is a busy shopping season and get yourself set up for success. So let's dive right in. For the sake of time, trying to keep this nice and short and sweet. Action item number one, crafting your offer. It's probably the most important thing that people need to do this time of year. And it's honestly one of those things that people, especially small business owners, don't give enough thought to.
Yeah, I think everyone's used to Black Friday and Cyber Monday kind of being the biggest offer of the season. So I think crafting your offer is about looking at to what your past sales were and seeing how this could be different if you've already offered, say, a typical percentage off or dollar amount off. How could it be different? And how can you meet those expectations while still maintaining your margins as a business owner?
Yeah. And I think too, you know, a sale is scary for small business owners or e-com store owners, because typically speaking, their margins aren't high as it is. So what a lot of people don't realize is, like, with your bigger stores, like, let's even say like your Best Buy, Target, Home Depot, whatever, like those base stores that you kind of think of for this time of year, what they do the 3 months leading up to Black Friday is they slowly tick up prices on really basic items, right? Like very slowly, you don't notice it unless you're trying to track it. And then all of a sudden they can offer 50, 60, 70% off of it because all they're doing is taking away that prior profit margin that they had, and they're cutting down just a little bit under that. Or they're working with their suppliers, like, you know, the super cheap TV deal or the super cheap computer deal. Usually what happens is that is like a one-off TV or computer, right? Like that is the thing that probably was refurbished at one point, but now is brand new parts and, you know, like all this stuff. But you'll never see that model number again throughout the entire year. But they think about that months in advance. So for you as a small business owner, look at inventory that you currently have and kind of think like, okay, what could I sell this for? And what would be an attractive kind of add-on to that? I think, you know, one of the things that we had talked about was, you know, like a gift with purchase idea.
Yeah, I think add-ons are such a great point. So even if you're discounting, say, a best-selling item, if you offer some restrictions around how to get that dollar amount off or a certain threshold to get free shipping, you can increase those other items that aren't going to be discounted. So I think that can help you balance out your margins or even increase at least your average cart size for checkout for that time period.
Yeah. And that is, it's almost counterintuitive too, is like your goal should be to get a higher cart size, but you're discounting your products to get there, right? So do you need to move your shipping threshold or do you need to offer free shipping all weekend? Honestly, a lot of times, when you do offer stuff like free shipping all weekend on your orders, then you'll get people that actually want to spend a little bit more because instead of paying $10, $15, $20 for shipping, now they're spending that money on your actual products too. So we actually A/B tested this with a previous client of ours. Their product shipped and they sold pickles. So it was jars of pickles, right? Glass jars of pickles, not a cheap product to ship by any means. So we ran a test on their Shopify store during their busy season. And we found that even though the individual jar prices of pickles were so expensive, people would rather pay that versus paying a cheaper price per jar and paying for shipping on top of it.
I think another point is if you have an item that somebody would buy continuously, right? So if you have something that would restock, getting them in on Black Friday on the sale is such a good way to start a relationship with a customer that will continue to buy from you. I think that's what a lot of ritual comes to mind for me. It's a like vitamin healthcare company. So like I buy their protein powder and I always stock up when there is a sale, but they have deals on, you set up recurring subscriptions. And once you try it and you love it, like I'm going to continue to buy that protein powder for the rest of the year, like the foreseeable future, right? And so I think that's such a good point to keep in mind when you're figuring out what could be discounted, not just the overstocked items at the back of your warehouse that mm-hmm. you want to get rid of, but also if you sell something that people would then buy again, can you discount those? Like the best sellers, a skincare brand that I'm a huge fan of as well, or at least one of their best-selling products, they're discounting that so people will love it and then want to buy it again. So it gives an easier entry point into becoming a fan of that product and including it into your habits and your lifestyles and your routines at a cheaper price point for those new customers.
That's a great point. I think this is the time of year when people are more willing to try out different brands, new brands, support small businesses, shop small, like all of that happens this time of year. So yeah, even if you take a hit on your most popular products, you take a margin hit on it, are you turning people into longer, you know, customers that give you a longer cycle of shopping through your business because they enjoyed their experience so much? So yeah, I think those are all great points. So yeah, action one, just make sure you craft your offer. Think about it a little bit before you start going into next weekend. That way you feel confident in it. That way you have some thoughts behind what we are going to talk about in the next couple of steps. So step number two, get social. And I think, you know, if you listen to our previous episode, we talked a lot about organic social media in here, but organic social media to a lot of business owners is going to be very overwhelming when they're already busy. So can you break down a little bit for us how business owners, online stores can get ready for next weekend, maybe this weekend?
100%. Organic social is also something that I think falls to the side and isn't necessarily prepared for, but has such a power to be so impactful in this sale because people are online and shopping, and the people who follow you likely are either on the cusp of buying because they already engaged, they already want to hear from you, or have already bought from you before. So this is a really powerful audience. The kind of three things I'd suggest as a starting point for content on organic social is, once you have that offer, getting some sort of graphic together. So even if it's a picture of the product with the percentage off or the dollar off, have that ready so that when it shows up on people's feeds, they're going to recognize the product and they're going to see that it's on sale. This can be as simple as, again, the photo with the percentage off, or you can make a more robust graphic. Maybe it has like the old price crossed out. That's a great marketing trick. I think too, just having good photos of any products or videos, bonus points if it's a video, you know me, big fan of short form. It's just going to reach a larger audience in general on those platforms, meaning TikTok and Instagram. So two, making sure you have content of things that are going to be on sale. If it's a site-wide sale, I would love for you to post content of different products for your best-selling products. Three is stories. Stories are so underutilized for two main reasons. People are watching the stories just as much as they're scrolling in the feed, if not more. You're going to fit and integrate, I think, a little bit even better with people's friends and families that they're scrolling in between as they follow. And if people are engaging on your stories, your posts are going to rank higher for them in the actual algorithm. So someone is watching your stories, they're liking a photo, maybe they're responding to a poll. When you actually go to post that graphic or that Black Friday deal announcement, that's going to rank higher and actually show up for them. Beyond that, I think putting in your profile exactly what your deal is or some sort of call to action related to Black Friday. You could say $200 off now through maybe it's 11/25. So actually just labeling that in your profile so someone sees a piece of your content that's maybe not even Black Friday related and they go in and they see that, that's going to incentivize them to actually convert and execute on that. before your Black Friday sale, this kind of goes back to crafting the offer. If you offer some sort of incentive for someone who's on an email list or an SMS list, you can include that as the call to action. So SMS subscribers get first access to Black Friday. It could be a great call to action. And then in your, as the website and your bio, you can actually just link to the like sign up for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good points in there. I think too, when you're getting in and you're posting stories, if you have the opportunity to use some of their like stickers and cards and stuff like countdown timers or Q&As or polls, like Sam had mentioned, those things are just going to increase engagement. And the goal is to get engagement in your stories so that your posts can reach more people. I also love the idea of putting your kind of offer inside of your bio, because it is like, how often, and I see it all the time on the TikTok side, where you'll randomly get a video from like 8 months ago start getting more views out of nowhere. And so you never know, especially when you're talking organic social media, you never know when your video is going to start to show up in front of people. So making sure that your bio is set up and ready for that is a great thing. And I think, you know, on the taking some pressure off of you side, I think scheduling through something like Facebook Creator Studio, we talked a lot in our previous podcast episodes. So hashtag here's a plug. Be sure to go listen to that and listen to some of the other scheduling tools that are available to that. But if you can schedule in advance, then you're not worried about, oh my gosh, I forgot to do that day of. Like, how stressful is that for so many people, because they're always forgetting. Now, some of the stories functionalities might not be there when you're scheduling, but you can at least get your offer out there and you can get some of those things out there as well. So that is getting your social media set up and ready to go. And Sam kind of mentioned a little bit in here, you know, link in bio situation. Action item number three is going to be inspect your website, right? So you've crafted your offer, you're ready to get things, you know, scheduled on social media. But is your website actually ready for, you know, new traffic? Do you have your pricing set correctly? Are you using a coupon code, which, you know, a lot of people are going to use a coupon code so they can track it better. If you're using a coupon code and let's say you have a Shopify store, you have the ability to schedule that in advance, which is really nice. So you can schedule the start time and end time to those. So go in and do that. Get some of those things out of the way now. Make sure if you have any sort of sale page that you're building, let's say maybe you only have a handful of things you're going to offer with like a deeper discount, then make sure you build out that page. Maybe, you know, if you don't want it live yet, then you can, you know, not put it in like a navigation somewhere. But there are a lot of times that we get people in on the marketing side where they just aren't quite ready for more traffic and to reach that kind of volume of people that could come into their business this time of year.
Yeah, I agree. I also think if someone makes any holiday content, like maybe a if anyone makes any holiday content on their social media or through email, maybe a gift guide, then making sure that is on the website and those products are easy to access. That's one of my consumer pet peeves. And I think this goes into my marketing brain as well. If you're putting a gift guide and then you go to the website and like, I can't find the item. Like the search has to be like the exact item and it's not featured anywhere. That is so frustrating. So if you're featuring any items, making sure those are easy to access. If you have bestsellers, that it's formatted for someone who's not used to your brand to come in and have a good idea of what to buy, or if they're searching for something, they can do that and access that effectively.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that kind of covers the action item number four for us is building out a gift guide, right? I was just talking with a client yesterday. She sells these beautiful luxury handbags and she's a local designer of them. And, you know, 90% of her year, it's going to be women primarily shopping either for themselves or maybe just to like go and drop a couple not so subtle hints to their, you know, significant others, if you would. But there is going to be that time of year when your normal shopper isn't the one that is at your, or, you know, when it's not your normal shopper, is going to be in your store doing the shopping, right? Doing the purchasing. The same goes for online. So if you can get a gift guide together and, you know, break down like, here's a couple of products, or here's a whole outfit, or here's a whole, like, you know, pack full of things. And even if they're different brands that go to different places, that's cool too. As long as you're represented on that gift guide. Well, and as Sam said, as long as you are getting people over to those product pages pretty easily from there, that's a really big mistake that we see, where people just make it way too hard to find a particular product, or maybe their product sells out and they remove it. Don't do that. Just mark it as sold out. And if you really want to get a lot of excitement built around a product, having one that's sold out when people are on your website, if you have the ability to put some sort of sign up form for when they're back in stock. I know Shopify has a lot of out of stock or back in stock notification apps that you can add to your online store as well. But yeah, don't remove those products, even if they do sell out. Mark them as sold out. That way people can at least see and not just have this like frustrating experience with your business.
Yeah. And going back to what content, like what is a gift guide and what content to actually create on that? I think there's three types. Chris touched on kind of the first two that I'd recommend. And one is like a price point gift guide. So creating, okay, if you have a $100 budget, and these prices will change depending on what your customer or like what your business is, right? Like we have a client that has like an average order value of over $2,000. And then there's going to be some with like $50. So these price ranges will change. But for example, $100 or under $500. Under $1,000, like some big, it could be under $20, 50, and 100 could be another one. I'm doing one based on price point. I think it's a great gift guide. Two is those sort of like outfits. So for the handbag client, build an outfit that someone who will want and buys this handbag will wear. This is just getting to know your audience and your demographics as well, because not only is that like okay that other brands are featured, I actually think it's beneficial if these are brands that are targeting your customer and have access to that audience, because likely if you tag them, they are going to share it to their stories because it's marketing for them as well, which is going to actually increase your reach and exposure, potentially by a lot, depending on the brands. And smaller ones are more likely to share it, of course. But I think you could hit a little bit high with some of these e-commerce ones, because again, it's beneficial for them as well. And then three, one that I've seen that's executed, this is like a bonus, that's executed so well. And when we were talking previously, you made this point of, and not to stereotype, but a man going to shop for handbags may not know exactly what the differences are, which one his wife, his girlfriend may like. So they've actually built out, and even for things that aren't just handbags, right? It could be skincare or makeup too. It could really be anything. If your girlfriend or your wife likes X, Y, and Z, she would probably like this. And it can go for men too, right? Like I wouldn't know my way around like a tie store or right, anything right. to do with like, I don't know, like beards. Like I wouldn't know. Yeah. He said, okay, if he likes X, Y, and Z or blank scents, he's going to like this. And it's knowing your audience and your customers well and being able to pinpoint, oh, the Pilates princess girl who goes to Pilates and drinks green smoothies and has the green AirPod Maxes. Right. And like, where's this Lululemon Define jacket? She will probably like X, Y. And it's usually like pretty accurate. And you're going to get a lot of engagement from the girls who also like, they're going to see it too. There's so many gift giving going on. So you will get a different audience, but those kind of videos are still attracting the audience that's buying for themselves as well. So I think that's really neat.
Yeah, for sure. I think all too often businesses they kind of freeze when they think of their who shops for them. A lot of times they're like, oh, I don't know. It's just these people. And if you really sit there for a few minutes and just write down, like think of the normal person coming through your store. Okay, here's, you know, what they look like, here's how they dress, here's their shopping habits. Those are user personas, and you're creating a persona or a buyer persona for your business. And then creating this type of, you know, gift guide based on that is brilliant. And it's such a good way to think about it, because yeah, they generally, people kind of do operate in silos a little bit, especially at least when, you know, when it comes to fashion, you're rarely going to see people like bouncing way, way, way from one side to the other. And how do those relatable products all come in to play there? I love that. And last but certainly not least, action item number five is going to be getting your email marketing ready. So You know, I don't know if you're an online store or a small business owner listening to this with a physical location and you're not using email marketing, I'm going to politely say that you are crazy, because while it is an old dog in what is considered a new race, email marketing is still so effective, especially Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, especially if you can pair that with SMS marketing as well. So what are a couple of things that you would recommend, Sam, from an email and SMS standpoint for Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend for online stores?
Yeah, I think a couple things. One, we've talked about this previously, and if you're new to email marketing, you may not be able to get this up and running, but your credibility with your audience, with your sense throughout the year, is going to affect your deliverability performance, such a long word, on Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend and week. So making sure that throughout the year, those stats are healthy is going to be really important to actually landing in the inbox. Compliance as well. That's always really important. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I think when you're talking about subject lines, preview text, header imaging, I think being really clear, like, we're not inventing the wheel here. Black Friday happens every year. People are expecting it. You can say Black Friday sale. If you're joining the sales together, you can say holiday sale, mega sale.
Right.
These are not new things. You don't actually have to create like some unique wording and messaging around it. At this point, you want to just clearly communicate your sale. You want to be top of mind. So understanding that people are getting tens, maybe hundreds of emails a day from companies, like companies they haven't heard from in months are mm-hmm. now going to be emailing them. So how do you stay top of mind when they're getting so much messaging? Getting a little clever with your subject lines, I think, can help here. Being a brand that they just know and are aware of, which I think small businesses actually do really well because it's usually a smaller, closer knit community. Mm-hmm. I think cadence-wise, you actually are probably going to need to email and send out messages more than you think you should. Like, you will feel annoying, but every brand is doing it. And so almost every day, depending on how long your sale is, I would say almost every single day, we have one client that's doing like a 10-day long sale. Mm-hmm. We're sending eight to nine emails during that time period. It's every single day. Mm-hmm. If your sale is shorter or longer, generally, my frame for it is you want a sale announcement, let 24, 48 hours go by. And then you're going to have like a semi-normal email or a sale reminder with some suggestions, some bestsellers, like your normal type of content, but you're reminding them of the sale. Depending on how long it is, you may need a third one of those. Then I want one that's like 48 hours left. Like, this ends end of day tomorrow. Say it ends on the Friday night. You want to send that on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Then you want a 24 hours left. So this ends today. And then you want a final hour. So if they got distracted earlier in their cart, they need a reminder. Even if it's like a Sunday night, like they're getting ready to go to bed.
Oh, yes.
I forgot to check out. I want that deal. That's my normal yes recommendation and cadence. If you want a prescribed amount to send, there you go.
Yeah, I love that. I think it is one of those things where people do get a lot, but you also have to participate in that if you want the sales volume that you're ultimately aiming for this time of year. So if you're currently not using email marketing for your business, let's say you have a Shopify store, and I'm only picking Shopify over and over in this. First off, Shopify partner platform or partner agency here. So we certainly love Shopify, but also I do know that the majority of small online stores are going to be running Shopify because of ease of use. So if you're running BigCommerce or WooCommerce or any of those other platforms, those are all wonderful platforms that you're using. You can also still use what I'm about to suggest on those platforms as well. But I would suggest if you are using Shopify or any of the bigger online store platforms that are out there, partnering that or pairing that with Klaviyo for your email marketing and your SMS marketing, to be honest with you. The capabilities, intuitive nature of the whole thing, they have so much that is like pre-built inside of Klaviyo, which is really, really helpful. So there's all these kind of pre-built flows and playbooks and stuff like that. So you don't have to be really overwhelmed when you go into it thinking like, oh my gosh, I need to take like weeks of training to get this up and running. When you sign up for a new Klaviyo account, as soon as you get logged in, they ask you to link it to your store. Again, if you're running Shopify, that's a really, really easy thing to do. And then it asks you to build out a couple of flows. Flows are those things that are automated. So think when you leave something abandoned in a cart, you know, you go to the checkout and then you leave it, you don't check out. And then you get an email like an hour or several hours or maybe a day or two later about that product that you left in that cart. So that is an abandoned cart flow. It's automated. What's really nice is Klaviyo makes that super easy for you as an online store business owner to be able to put together this weekend or first thing Monday morning or even as late as Wednesday or Thursday if you're working on Thanksgiving. I know if you're you know, entrepreneur or a business owner, then holidays are hard to come by. So I just highly recommend getting into Klaviyo and just sending, right? Like get in there and get some sends scheduled out. It's so easy to do. They have pop-up forms for your website that are already pre-built. There's some, like we're running some if you want to get a little bit more advanced for our clients where we are counting down to Black Friday. And the goal with that is that we are actually encouraging more and more email signups right now because it's going to be their quote unquote biggest sale ever. And we want people to sign up so that they can, you know, not miss out on those deals. And we're also letting them know that they will be alerted first when those things go live, when that sale goes live. So there's like pop-up forms, there's, you know, all these various ways that you can embed or integrate Klaviyo inside of Shopify. The pricing is really, really cost effective for a small business. And the return generally is really, really great if you take just a little bit of time and put some thought behind, like Sam said, your subject lines, your preview text, and some of your send times.
I think one bonus question here that people are probably going to be still wondering is Black Friday versus Cyber Monday. Do I change my offer? Do I keep the offer? I think I know your take, but I'd love to hear it.
My take is, generally speaking, business owners are busy enough, right? And crafting multiple offers across the same weekend is generally difficult, right? So creating different sales codes in Shopify and different emails and all this stuff that has to go along with it. So generally, I would just lean on, let's make the offer really good and let it run through that whole window. So you'll have Black Friday, you'll have Small Business Saturday, which is, you know, some people hate on it because it's an American Express created holiday or whatever it is, but it still has a good, you know, effort behind it. And then you have your Cyber Monday. And I think if you can break those out into different messaging, sure. But I also think that then your offer needs to be slightly different between the bunch of them, if that's the case. You know, we had a client that was running the exact same offer, but they wanted it marketed as like different sales throughout the weekend. And that just didn't make any sense. I thought it was going to confuse the consumer and the end user. And so after some discussions with them, we decided ultimately to run one big mega sale.
Yeah, I think my perspective comes down to just being clear. Mm-hmm. So you want to build that credibility. So I've done it. A client I was working with last year, we had a huge sale, but the Black Friday sale was slightly better than the Cyber Monday sale. And we made that super clear. So we had a lot more emails going out that last day or so of the Black Friday sale to be clear, like there will not be a discount after this day as good as this. So we still got Cyber Monday sales, but it was people who just waited too long, but then they still saw there was a sale going on. So they're still going to check out versus normally, like you're still going to get sales during that time, but just being so clear about if you are going to separate those, you don't have to tell them what Cyber Monday is going to be. You just have to tell them this is the best and like be honest. I think that you can get into trouble and it gets murky and it gets really annoying as a consumer and like for your audience when you're like, this is like, and you could say the sale is ending and do an extension. I actually think that's completely valid. I mm-hmm. teach that. An extension is different than just saying like, oh, and now it's the same exact offer. I think that gets a little bit frustrating. In an ideal world, I would love to do an extension day on almost every sale because I think just like you go from Black Friday to Cyber Monday, it actually really helps for to catch anyone who kind of just wasn't on their email or on their phone but wanted to participate. I do love that. But I think above everything else, just when you map it out, be super clear. Is it the same sale or is it not? And how do I communicate that effectively for my audience?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think the one thing I will say too is I love the idea of extending out an offer by a day, because I do think like it gives you that opportunity to send that last scheduled email at, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night and potentially like get a couple more sales from it in the morning or send that email first thing in the morning. When it comes to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the only other tip that I would have in general for small business owners would be that Tuesday is generally considered to be Giving Tuesday. So if you're able to partner with a local charity, nonprofit, it doesn't have to be local. It can be one of the bigger ones as well. But if a proceeds from today, or if you use this coupon code, we'll donate X to Y. I do think those are really good feel-good things too. And if there's a particular organization that you support and you feel passionate about, then by all means, make that known in some of your email marketing as well. There's a lot of nonprofits out there that I'm sure would love the extra little boost after watching everyone just like go crazy with consumerism all weekend. So yeah, I think extend those sales and offers by all means. There's nothing wrong with doing it. And I think just keeping in mind that, you know, you need to have some form of a plan going into this. You don't have to be a professional marketer. You don't have to be a professional advertiser to put together a good message that is at least well thought out for your particular business. And so take the, you know, little bit of time that is left before Black Friday, Cyber Monday 2023. And get some of those things in order. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck on this upcoming weekend. And we hope that you did enjoy this episode. If you enjoyed this, be sure to leave a review, subscribe, and tell your friends about it. Until next time, guys, we'll talk soon.